Chapter 7, Nationalism and Nation-State in Germany, by Heinrich August Winkler. Until recently, the history of nationalism in Germany has mainly been treated as the history of its thinkers, with the focus on ideas and not on interests. The research methods have been those of the intellectual historian and not of the social historian. They tend to be phenomenalist rather than analytical. The problems with this approach are evident. In 1972, the American historian Robert Berdahl mentioned some of the questions which still have to be answered satisfactorily. Quote, "What was the relationship between the ideas and the political reality? How did the ideas of the intellectual elite become the experience of the nation? Or, if early nationalists merely articulated sentiments that were felt less keenly by a broad spectrum of the population, what new experiences generated the new nationalist thought? Finally, what happened between 1800 and 1848 that increased the appeal of nationalism as a political movement?"